Every year from December 14th through January 5th, right at the peak of the period when most people are buying, opening, and returning presents, some people escape the seasonal elements of materialism for at least a day by spending the time from sunrise to sunset outdoors, searching for and counting birds. This year, Duluth's Christmas bird count took place on December 15th. The Two Harbors and Cloquet Carlton counts on the 16th, the Sac Zim Bog count the 17th, and the Isabella count, my personal favorite, on the 30th. The National Audubon Society sponsors the Christmas bird count. According to their official website, the count started in 1900. They write, "Prior to the turn of the century, people engaged in a holiday tradition known as the Christmas side hunt. They would choose sides and go afield with their guns. Whoever brought in the biggest pile of feathered and furred quarry won. Conservation was in its beginning stages around the turn of the 20th century, and many observers and scientists were becoming concerned about declining bird populations. Beginning on Christmas Day 1900, ornithologist Frank Chapman, an early officer in the then-budding Audubon Society, proposed a new holiday tradition, a Christmas bird census that would count birds in the holidays rather than hunt them. So began the Christmas bird count. Thanks to the inspiration of Frank M. Chapman and the enthusiasm of 27 dedicated birders, 25 Christmas bird counts were held that day. The locations ranged from Toronto, Ontario to Pacific Grove, California, with most counts in or near the population centers of northeastern North America. Those original 27 Christmas bird counters tallied a total of 90 species on all the counts combined. Now counts follow some fairly precise rules. Every count area is a circle 15 miles in diameter. The compiler assigns routes within the circle, and each team keeps track of party miles and hours, which species are seen, and as exact a number for each species as they possibly can. With rare species, teams keep track of sex, age, and time seen to make it as unlikely as possible that a single bird will be counted more than once. In the winter season of 2000-2001, the Christmas bird count involved 52,471 people in 1,823 places in 17 countries, mostly in the United States and Canada, but also Central and South America and the Caribbean. Some of these counts have been held every single year for decades. The longer a count has been held and the more consistent the coverage, the more information the data provide. Overall, the Christmas bird count supplies some excellent information about changes in bird populations over time. You can go to the Audubon.org website, click on Birds and Science, and get Christmas bird count results for a single species or a single area, for a single count or a longer period. If you want to check out a species decline, search on Evening Grosbeak. If you want to check out a species population explosion, search on Canada Goose. If you just want to see what early winter population trends are for any species, it's all there. Statistics may be nothing but numbers, but they give us a window into what's actually going on with the birds we love. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.